Psalm 47 celebrates the enthronement of the king. And you can find different stories of enthronements, obviously, throughout the Bible. And it begins, "Clap your hands, all you peoples of the nations, the world. Acclaim God, sing for joy, for Yahweh the Most High is to be feared." Well, in one of those early days, I've spent a whole lesson on the fear of Yahweh. I can't do it now. Take my word for it. It's got the element of fear in it, but it's not that Yahweh causes me to be afraid. It can be that. It depends on your mentality and how you understand Yahweh. But as it's developed in the Christian world, it means Yahweh isn't the one I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of my capacity to separate myself from Yahweh. It's a recognition of my own frailty. It's also a whole sense of awe, of not taking God for granted, of being the awesomeness of the divine. So it's actually it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's the beginning of wisdom. This sense of the sacred being awesome, as I use that word for everything today, but awesome. And also there is an element of fear in it because we're only fragile human beings. So it says, that's what it's saying. Look what John says about that, having known Jesus. A big difference. First letter of John, chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. For fear has nothing to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not reached perfection in love." Well, none of us have reached perfection in love, so we're allowed to have a bit of fear. He calls God great king over all the earth. That's God, okay, as they understand it. Look at the New Testament, Jesus. "When I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself." Here you've got Christ the king, you know. Same imagery. He now is the one through whom, at God's right hand, so God's action, what God does, he does through Jesus. The right hand is symbolically, the arm of action. So God's grace is coming through the world through the risen Jesus, who is, of course, love, drawing everyone to himself so that he can take them to the Father. Ephesians, Paul's beautiful, I think most beautiful of his letters. "That you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. And he has put all things under his feet, has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The body of Christ, that's us, is the fullness of Christ, filling the earth. That's the dream and the letter. Revelations 5:13, "I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing to the one seated on the throne," God, "and to the Lamb," risen Christ, "be blessings and honour and glory and might forever and ever. Amen." So Jesus has joined God in this risen power. Verse 3, speaking of God, "He subdues people under us." See, the people of Israel, the Moabites and the Ammonites and so on, Philistines. And "He subdues nations under our feet." Our inheritance is from God. Our pride given to Jacob out of love. Our inheritance, our land, our promised land. So you're not going to move us off the West Bank. You're not going to take us out of Gaza because we've come, for either way, most of we've come from Russia. We might have no, there could well be much more Jewish blood, if that's the word, in the Arabs than there are in many Jews who are convert Jews from Russia and Europe. So the whole thing is, ideologies of all kinds are quite stupid, aren't they? We've got to get the facts and learn to love everybody and love us, you know. This other stuff is dreadful. Anyhow, there we are. "God goes up with shouts of joy, and Yahweh with the sound of the trumpet." What great feast of the church do you think this psalm would be used as the responsorial psalm? Have a guess. Maybe, I can't remember, but it's certainly the ascension. I don't think it's quite early, but it is the ascension. God goes up with shouts of joy, Yahweh, with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God takes his seat on his holy throne.